This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Guerrilla.
And I am Scott Guerrilla, and I'm here with Theron Haley this morning. How are you doing, Theron?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Very good. Thank you on this sunny, nice day in Germantown. But you're in Collierville. Can you tell people how they'll find your business? And it's Collierville Funeral Home, right?
That's correct. We are at the corner of Bailey Station and Winchester.
Very nice.
We have a brand new building that we opened up a year ago in April. So we're coming up on a one-year anniversary for opening our new facility. We used to be on Poplar next to Walmart. We closed that one down and opened a brand new building, which is a much, much nicer facility than what we had.
Oh, very good. Well, how's business?
Going well. Business, I believe, actually has picked up since we've got the new location. And we're using our facility for more than just funerals and memorial services. We've also had Christmas parties here, birthday party, wedding rehearsal, dinner, and some women's groups have met here. So I like to tell people this is a place to celebrate life.
Well, I was kind of curious how you approach, you know, a death in the family. Where does this begin and how does this evolve over time for the people that come for your services?
As far as the contacting us or...
Yeah, your intake process. How do you work with the people?
Sometimes people will just contact us because they're looking around, not exactly sure what to do, and they'll call and ask questions, and we try to answer all the questions over the phone, and we also offer for them to come in and see what we have to offer, because sometimes it's better to, you know, see in person instead of just getting the answers over the phone. It's better to, I think, to see what you're looking at to make a decision, you know, instead of trying to make a decision over the phone itself. Yeah. Of course, we have our website where people can go on ColliervilleFuneral.com, and we have photos of our facilities as well on our website. And they can read obituaries and things like that and get a better idea of what all we have to offer as well.
Oh, very nice. What kind of questions should people be asking themselves about their choice and choosing the best option for their families?
It seems like more and more people are turning towards, I'd say, cremation. Mm-hmm. We still have several being in the Bible Belt area here, we still have many that want to do burial. And so we do offer both. We have, I think, with Collierville being kind of a transient town with all the businesses around here and corporations, a lot of people move in into this area and they want to live in Collierville or Germantown instead of living in Memphis. And rightly so, I would say. So a lot of times they'll bring their parents with them that may be aging. And so I think that has driven the cremation rate a little higher here than it is elsewhere. Because they'll do a cremation and then go back home eventually for a interment or burial for their parents. Sometimes they'll just ask questions like, what can they do with the burial and the funeral, or even with the cremation? Of course, with cremation, you have a lot more options. Just a cremation and no services. You can have a cremation with the memorial service, or have a traditional funeral service with the body present, and then cremation takes place later. Whereas usually with a burial, you usually have the funeral and body present, and then after the service, you go to the cemetery. So there's several different options that families can choose from.
That's wonderful. I like your approach, though, a celebration of life.
Yes, it should be a celebration of that person's life. Yes, it is a sad occasion, you know, but you want to remember, you know, that person's life and their impact. And that's why people come to services, because that person did have an impact on their life. And that should be celebrated.
I agree. Do you post the people that, you know, have passed on your website, or
is we that... do.
Okay. I was curious. I know some places do that.
We do. We have a page on our website where you can go to obituaries and you can click on, you know, the person's name or the photo. We try to put their photos on there as well. And people can leave condolences for the family on the website as well. But they can read their obituary and see when the visitation and service would be and things like that. And if the family has any memorial contributions that they would like for people to leave instead of sending flowers or something like that, we post that on our website as well.
And, very nice. Well, I didn't know about the venue aspect of it. How many people can you accommodate?
We can. We have a fireside suite, and we have our what we call Ivy Hall. Ivy Hall would be what people would consider the chapel, I guess. But it really doesn't look like a chapel. We set up with round tables and chairs, or if the family prefer not to have that, we can set up with just chairs like you would have at a church. With the tables and chairs, we can accommodate 120 people in the Ivy Hall. And I believe it's about 54 people in the fireside suite. Or we can take the tables out and set up chairs in the Ivy Hall. I believe we can seat, it's about 180 people. And it's kind of a new thought process that we're doing with the tables and chairs. More traditional people prefer not to have that. They like the more traditional, like it would a church, and have the chair set up like pews, and we can do whichever the family wants. But many people are really liking the chairs and the tables because it's more relaxed. You can sit down at a table and you might not know the people, and you ask, well, how did you know Scott? And you start a conversation how you each other knew, you know, that person, and becomes a more of a celebration of that life because you're sharing stories about that person. And more people are going that route. But we're set up where we can do either or. Whichever the family wants is what we're here for.
Well, that makes sense. Is there any other question that somebody should be asking themselves that they might not be aware of that would lead them to you?
One thing I would have to say is I would definitely recommend pre-arranging their services with us. You can come in, pick out exactly what you want, do it at a time that it's not stressful, instead of waiting when you have to do it. Knowing that, you can set up payments and pay over time or pay for it all up front. And that money, we write it in insurance. So it goes in that person's name in the insurance to pay for their services. And the insurance will pay to any funeral home. So you're not, you know, we will honor it, of course. But if you've moved away or something, that policy will go with you. So you're not just locked in for one place, and it's not in a trust where somebody can get to it. The family's protected. We're protected. So you can set it up where that that money only comes out, that insurance will pay only at time of need. And we lock in the price of our charges when someone does that. We basically say that the insurance will earn enough interest to cover inflation. Doesn't always happen that way, but we have never charged the family more because of that. That will be just our loss there. But for our charges, if family comes in and prearranges, we lock in the price, so it's no more out of pocket for what our charges are.
Very nice. And what phone number can they reach at one more time?
901-853-2628. That's 853-2628.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Scott, and I hope you have a good day and enjoy the sunshine.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpgermantown.com. That's gnpgermantown.com. Or call 901-350-6765.